Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
A new world order.
A new world order. A new world order.
World order.
A new world order.
Propose a new world order.
Defense Secretary Dick Cheney has approved a revised draft of a policy document on the new world order.
So we have countries that are respecting the rules, and we have countries that are respecting their national interests going beyond the rules. And that is what is happening, and we have to take into consideration the world order.
Here at WEF, I believe we're discussing, there's a lot of discussion about what the new world order will be. I believe perhaps we are at the moment in such a hyper-partisan, hyper-polarized time that we're not going to be able to form that new Helsinki today. I hope this time round, once we're building this new world order or new rules-based order, the voice of the global south and the developing world is included.
After Mr. Musk took over the Twitter with his freedom of speech absolutism, we are the protectors of freedom of speech as well. But at the same time, we cannot accept, for instance, the illegal content online and so on. So our message was clear. We have the rules which have to be complied with, and otherwise there will be sanctions.
They're in panic mode. The reason the globalists are scared is because you did your due diligence, you did the work, you spread the word, you planted the seeds, you got ridiculed, you got censored, you got attacked. And so now we're in a real fight with the global controllers, all right? I mean, we got their attention. We are beating the hell out of them. We're politically, nonviolently breaking their ribs, gouging out their eyeballs, pulling out their teeth, slamming their head to concrete, okay?
And we come to Psalm 2. Let's look at it. The verse says, "Why are the nations in an uproar and the peoples devising a vain thing? The kings of the earth take their stand, and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against his anointed, saying, let us tear their fetters apart and cast their cords from us." You know, when I read that, I said, you know, here's the description of the World Economic Forum going on right now.
Now, the problem is they got bioweapons labs everywhere. They got nuclear weapons. They got armies of scum that work for them, pedophiles, devil worshippers, degenerates, and they're really thinking about turning it all loose and causing a giant global civil war and a collapse. The good news is they were going to do that regardless. Now we're going to force them to do it on our terms, and we're going to win. But I can offer you nothing but hell in the next 10 years. Nothing but absolute hell. So you're not in your bed sucking your thumbs when these people hit. Because if you think getting in a catatonic position like a baby and curling up in a ball is going to protect you, I got news for you, it ain't. These people are devil-worshipping pedophiles. And they've got their operatives everywhere who are spiritually ignited and spiritually energized against us. And they're in the banks, they're in the police departments, they're in the law firms, they're in the universities, they're in the schools, they're everywhere.
Because when you have this type of consolidation, apostasy is much easier when people band together. The whole Tower of Babel episode needs to be understood in the light of Genesis 3:15. The devil in this story is trying to consolidate humanity in open rebellion against God to destroy the holy line, to totally corrupt and demoralize the world so that the promised Messiah, who would crush the serpent's head, would not be able to come. In one great apostate united system against God. You might call this a new world order.
One like Vladimir Putin has now upset this balance of the new world order that they were trying to achieve by going into Ukraine.
The evil people want to run things. And I know that people like General Flynn is like kind of what I call like a military Amish person. Not only because he's against technology, he thinks it's at a subconscious level, a little too worldly to want to be the leader. A little too pushy to come out and just, you know, it's just not, you know, well, it's a little arrogant. It's a little egotistical. No, it's not. No, it's not. We're going to lead or we're going to die.
In early 2022, InfoWars launched a very important fundraiser that kept us on air. Your support of that fundraiser is the reason we are still here today fighting the globalist and having incredibly successful results. So I thank you for your past support. Now, that was a three-coin series, the founding member coin. The final coin that we're putting out for a long time is the Teddy Roosevelt Man in the Arena coin, exclusively available at 1776coin.com. There are only a few thousand of the coins left. And yes, there's a markup on the coins because that's why it's a fundraiser. And the coin is a collector's item memento of your support during the Second American Revolution. So if you want to get one of these coins, they're going fast, and you can get $30 off on the coin with promo code 1776 at 1776coin.com. Thanks for keeping us on the air.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
The doomsday clock was established in the 1950s to warn of the danger of nuclear war. The doomsday clock has been set to 90 seconds to midnight, the closest it has ever been to global annihilation of the planet.
The members of the Science and Security Board move the hands of the doomsday clock forward, largely, though not exclusively, because of the mounting dangers in the war in Ukraine. We move the clock forward the closest it has ever been to midnight. It is now 90 seconds to midnight.
You know, I just wrote the headline for the show that I do minutes before I go live every day, saying bombshell must watch Tuesday broadcast. Dr. Peter McCullough in studio. Dr. Michael Yeadon is going to be joining us as well, the former chief scientist and vice president of Pfizer, saying this is a deliberate depopulation attack with the shots. And that really is a huge second and third hour. But I actually think currently I might have to change the headline, or at least have the subheadline be, Doomsday Clock Moved to 90 Seconds to Midnight, the closest it's ever been to annihilation, our planet. And I agree with them moving it the closest it's ever been. This is an incredibly dangerous time to be alive. And when I get to these escalations, ladies and gentlemen, it is going to blow you away. So we just covered the Doomsday Clock. Now look at this. Germany to provide Poland approval this week to send thousands of heavy battle tanks into Ukraine. Think about that, ladies and gentlemen. Thousands of the tanks. Leopard 2 tanks. Here's another headline. American lawmakers urge U.S. to ship Abrams frontline battle tanks to Ukraine. Reuters reports that they believe Biden is set to make the announcement by next week, and now it's going to happen. As soon as the Germans escalated, the rest of the countries will escalate as well. Breaking, the Biden administration is leaning towards sending a significant number of Abrams M1 tanks to Ukraine. And the announcement of deliveries could start this week, U.S. official says. So, excuse me, not next week, this week. Got a shocking video of scores of F-16s spinning around in the air in Denmark in an attack exercise on the Russians. In fact, let's play that with some audio whenever you guys are ready. George Soros has crawled out from under his rock or climbed up out of hell. Story's up on Infowars.com. George Soros urged use of Eastern European soldiers to reduce the risk of body bags for NATO countries in a New World Order article. They say New World Order. And it goes on and on and on. What does Gerald Celente always say? When all else fails, they take you to war. That's what the globalists 5 years ago that the EU said. They said, if you try to get rid of the EU or try to get rid of the New World Order, we'll just have a major war. That's how they hold us hostage. Meanwhile, here in the United States, it's true. The FBI official investigated Trump ties to Russia was just arrested for illegal ties to Russian oligarch. Hillary Clinton, Barack Obama, all of them, I wouldn't call them Russian spies. What they are is a vending machine. Whether you're the Chi-Coms or the Russians or the Saudi Arabians or the Israelis or the British or the Mexicans or the South Africans or any elite that's got money, you just go put your money in and then you get what you want out of the Clinton Foundation, the rest of it. But they were particularly hanging off of the Chinese communist teat. And then the next biggest one was the Russians, just flooding them with money. And that's why when they said Trump was taking Russian money, of course, none of it was true. Preposterous. Let me tell you something about Trump. For good and bad, you can't get him to do anything you want. And you can't get to do it with money. If he wants to do something, he'll take your money and do it. But Trump cannot be bought. And that's a well-known thing about Mr. Pighead. Because he's definitely wrong about the shots, but right on a lot of other stuff. And I don't mean that mean. I've been pig-headed as well. I've been a jackass as well. And that, you know, that's a good trait when it comes to not being pushed around, but it can also be a problem when you won't see the error of your ways. But the idea that I'm a Russian agent or that Trump's a Russian agent or the Republican leadership are is preposterous. There's almost no Russian connections to Republicans, though the media claims that. The Democrats are in a face lock with them. They are just absolutely intertwined at an incredible level. The only Republican I know that's been taking Russian money is Mitt Romney. And he takes Ukrainian money. He's come out the Democrats. He'll take money from anybody that will give it to him. And now this thing has gone completely and utterly and totally out of control. You know, saying Trump's a Russian agent is like saying he's an agent of Kim Jong-un. Why do you want a peace deal? He went to Kim Jong-un and showed him a video graphic. It's never been released, but it was described as a artist rendering 3D green screen creation showing North Korea building giant high rises and golf courses and resorts all up and down its beautiful coastline and allowing his people to be wealthy and for him to be super wealthy. And that he explained that the land was so valuable in South Korea and Japan and all around him that he could get trillions of dollars in there to open up for investment. That's exactly how to hit Kim Jong-un. But the Chi-Coms control Kim Jong-un, so they told him no on the deal. But Trump went there and said, how about you free your country up, and how about you let your people have good jobs in a service economy? And reportedly, Kim Jong-un began to cry, not bawling, but like so excited, he was crying. He wants to play basketball. He wants to have party. He wants to be famous. He thinks Hollywood's cool. He watches Disney TV programs. He's a little kid. He's a horrible monster, a horrible dictator, but he's been born into it, third-generation royalty, communist royalty. And that's what Trump wanted with the Russians was, you mean they've got the biggest country in the world with more resources than any other continent, and the Russian continent is maybe 5% tapped, 95% is untouched? Trump was salivating like a wolf to a giant steak. And of course we should be doing business with Russia. Of course we should be doing business with North Korea. We should make peace deals. We should go in, have them normalized, particularly North Korea, and start building as fast as possible a big free market district on the coast. And he's the leader. His party of generals that live in shacks, basically, and have nothing, would instantly get behind that. It'd still be some weird communist thing like China, but at least there'd be some wealth for the people. But no, ladies and gentlemen, the tyrants are prisoners of their own tyranny. And that's what's really sick about this. And we're on the verge of nuclear war. There's a threat continuum that RAND Corporation, the Pentagon, has. We're getting up into the 30s now. The high 30s are limited nuclear war. The low 30s, end of the world stuff. I mean, low 40s. We've talked about this ad nauseum, but we're just sleepwalking into Armageddon here. Okay, so we have FBI official investigated Trump ties to Russia, was just arrested for legal ties to Russian oligarch yesterday. Top former FBI counterterrorism official arrested, DOJ announces. Just up to his eyeballs in Ruski money for illegal activity, reportedly. And it's insane. The question is, why are they now?
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, the developments are coming fast and furious. Right now, we just covered how a former top FBI counterterrorism official that ran the Russiagate investigation on Trump has been arrested for being engaged in espionage with the Russians. That happened yesterday, and now what I thought was happening is happening. I said a couple of weeks ago when this Biden classified document thing started that it was well known that in the deep state circles, they don't enforce any laws on each other, and they all just basically share classified document, insider trading information constantly, and that's why they want to get into government and get into power is to sell America out. That's all they've been doing for 60 years. So I said, now they've gone after Trump for legally having documents. Only the president can do that. No evidence he was selling information ever anywhere, contrary to this group. So they go after him, and that's the deep state, the bureaucracy with its own branch of government, the permanent state, the deep state, flexing its muscles and power and control. And when they went after Biden, I said, you're going to see more and more of this. This is the permanent deep state, not just wanting to have figurehead presidents, but wanting to have full control, an actual dictatorship of the intelligence agencies and the Justice Department. And I said, look for more of this now. The bureaucrats were setting up Trump, even though he had the power to do it, and Biden, who was there selling the documents, and now Mike Pence. Classified documents found in Mike Pence's Indiana home. And then that way, they can basically have all the big contenders under their control. So you play ball with them. A small number of classified documents were found in former Vice President Pence's personal residence in Indiana earlier this month, according to reports. Pence officials found two boxes of possible classified materials inside the home on January 18th, as well as another two boxes that contain copies of vice presidential papers, according to Fox News. The vice president's team notified the National Archives and Records Administration upon the discovery. Officials said the NARA then informed the FBI, which will conduct its standard procedure investigation. So it's the bureaucrats all running around looking for anything they can claim is classified, and any briefing. Any off-record discussion is highly classified in the White House. So basically, everything is. Emails vice presidents send to the president, all that stuff. And then later, that's always been kept, that's always been used. But now, no. It's classified, fetishizing the permanent deep state that the world is living under. So the headline on InfoWars.com is very, very important. I hope you share the live show feed article. Doomsday clock moves closer to midnight than ever before as experts across the globe expose the killer COVID jabs. Dr. Peter McCullough in studio in the third hour. Dr. Michael Yeadon, first time he's been on with us, it's going to be huge. Former head of the vaccine program at Pfizer and the vice president. This is going to be a massive interview with him coming up in just about 36 minutes from now in hour number two. Now, I'm going to continue with the rest of the news, and there's a lot of it with them cutting off our energy supplies and what's really happening there. There is a ton of news on global birth rates and Japan sounding the alarm that their society is going to collapse if they don't have more children. Biden has tried to introduce a new assault weapons ban. He says he's going to introduce imminently. I saw the bill last week and talked about it, but now she's gone on TV and said what's in the bill. People said, oh, that can't be, Alex, when we read the headline and read the article. But here it is. We got the video coming up. Video. Jim Rep lauds bill to make it criminal for white people to criticize non-white people in any way. Total political correctness. And you saw the deputy head of the EU say, soon you Americans will bet. Soon. You Americans will ban all speech, right? The Republican congressman on the stage, one of the Jan 6 traitors against America, sat up there and nodded his head like a seal that had just been given a fish. It's incredible. We'll also get into temperatures in Northern Hemisphere due to fall over the next 25 years, according to six top international scientists who have already made these predictions in the last 10 that they would begin to drop, and the temperature has indeed been dropping now for the last 10 years. It did peak about 15 years ago in the modern era. It's obviously been much, much hotter previously. All right, we're going to go to break, come back, and go over all of that in great detail and more. But first, sold out again for over 2 years. Back. Already a bestseller, reformulated. You want to supercharge your bones and your bone marrow that produces your white blood cells and everything else, and your health and your joints and just everything. Ultimate Bone Broth is the strongest, highest quality bone broth formula out there, and it sells for about 30% less than the top brands. This stuff is pure gold. Ultimate Bone Broth, Primal Human Nutrition, chocolate is now back in stock, reformulated after 2.5 years. After years of being off the shelves, we're bringing back one of the biggest fan favorites that we've ever offered with even better ingredients, Ultimate Bone Broth Plus. Other top-selling bone broth products in the market are the same price but are just powdered without any of the powerhouse ingredients InfoWars Life brings to the table to make this Ultimate Bone Broth formula. We've kept the most incredibly mainstay ingredients in the original bone broth, and we've added more. So it has the original concentrated chicken bone broth, known to be the best. Turmeric root, super high quality. Chaga mushroom, bee pollen, goji berry, alfalfa herb powder. In addition to those powerhouse ingredients, we've updated the formula to include 5 grams of organic soluble acacia fiber to support digestive health, 400 milligrams of sunflower lecithin, organic aichi berry for antioxidants, added electrolytes to help recover from extensive magnesium, potassium, and sodium to recover from exercise, real organic cocoa bean powder and natural chocolate flavor and a touch of sea salt, cutting-edge chicken bone broth protein isolate powder for better flavor and solubility. It's time to take advantage of the savings and pick it up today. It's 25% off. And you're going to love it. It's got an updated flavor, tastes even better with Ultimate Bone Broth from InfoWars Life. We are so excited because it's a fan favorite, and we finally got it back in after all the supply chain breakdowns, but even updated and better. If you take one of our amazing products, you should be taking this one, Ultimate Bone Broth, and it funds the InfoWar, a 360 win. You owe it to yourself. You have joint pain and so many other issues, to try this for yourself. It works for almost for everybody very, very quickly, and all the other ingredients are guaranteed to work for you, so get yours today.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is your last chance to get a historic signed copy of my number one best-selling book, The Great Reset and the War for the World, exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com. Yes, you can get the book in stores. You can find it online. But if you want to get a historic signed copy and be part of our fundraiser to stay on air, go to InfoWarsStore.com and go to the book section and get your signed book. There are only about 1,000 of these left, and when they're gone, they're gone. I'm never going to sign the book again. We have a little limited edition thing coming out later. There's a piece of art that goes with the book, but I haven't even decided when I'm going to do that. It may never happen. But for just simple, straight-up signed books, and to be part of this fundraiser, this is the last time you'll be able to get the signed book at InfoWarsStore.com. I thank you all for your support. Please go to InfoWarsStore.com and get your signed book today, and I thank you for keeping us in the fight against the globalists.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from Freedom Command Central, it's the Alex Jones Show.
Well, it's not just Trump, it's not just old Biden. Now Vice President Pence discovered classified documents in his home. The FBI is investigating. Pence is deep state as it gets. We now know that in hindsight. We always had our suspicions, but he's also doing that to pull heat off of Biden. He's the one that reported it on himself. This is just par for the course with these people. Now, let's move into this area of news. I've got a whole bunch of clips I want to get to, but look at these headlines. Bill Gates flies around Australia on a $70 million private jet, one of 10 he owns, lecturing people about climate change and saying they've got to give up their cows, sheep, cars, and don't have children. Continuing, White House Press Secretary says House Republicans are using their narrow majority to force American people to pay higher gas prices when he cut off the pipelines and, you know, all the rest of it and sold the Strategic Oil Reserve. Meanwhile, WEF chauffeur admits VIP elites refuse to ride in electric cars, demand the biggest gas guzzlers. They love their hypocrisy. Let's just play these clips. There's a lot of them back to back. This is Greta Thunberg asked at Davos if she'll protest Russia and Saudi Arabian oil. She only protests European oil. It's part of the energy crackdown. And the White House press secretary saying the thing I just said, that the Republicans are behind the higher gas prices. And then the same idiot saying it's a non-issue that Biden sold U.S. oil reserves to communist China instead of to U.S. refineries that would have lowered prices. Let's play a clip 2, 3, and 4 back to back.
Never protest Saudi Arabia or Russia. You only protest Western energy. Why have you never criticized Vladimir Putin or OPEC?
Yeah, I've never done that. Never, ever.
Will you do so now? Will you condemn OPEC energy?
The president spent the last 2 years, as you know, doing everything he could to lower gas prices for American families, and prices are down about $1.60 a gallon since last summer. Now, House Republicans are using their narrow majority to force the American people to pay higher gas prices just as big oil companies are amassing record profits.
The House has passed bipartisan legislation that would ban the export of oil from the Strategic Petroleum Reserve to Chinese companies. Given that oil has flowed to China from that reserve during both this administration and the previous one, is that the type of reform that the president would potentially support?
So look, I think this is a little bit of what the secretary was talking about just moments ago. This bill addresses a non-issue. We're very clear on that.
Whether you're in Canada, the U.S., Europe, the U.K., Australia, New Zealand, they're cutting the power off everywhere. And they're shutting down the coal power plants that produce almost all the energy. And I saw a report of Bill Gates in Australia 2 days ago. We didn't have time to play it. But they said, Bill Gates is here to save you. Yes, we know your energy prices have tripled the last 5, 6 years, and it's killing people's livelihoods. But it's okay. We're putting price caps on coal so they can't gouge you for the few coal power plants that are left. That'll just bankrupt them. They always point at a coal power plant at night in the cold weather and say, look how toxic it is. It's hot air coming out with only carbon dioxide and water vapor. And in the freezing, when it's in the winter, it looks hellish, but it's totally clean, unlike China and Mexico and India, where there are no scrubbers and it is toxic. Let's continue with clip 8. This is Jennifer Granholm, one of the main secretaries Biden has. Bizarrely brags about prices at the pump and saying that Biden, this is the energy secretary, has given us better gas prices, even though they're up over a dollar what they were at their peak with Trump. Here it is.
The average price of a gallon of gas is now down about $1.60 from last summer's peak, about a 30% decline.
And now let's go ahead and play the other clip of Granholm as well, saying that he's mainly focused, Biden, on controlling energy prices. You mean jacking them up?
You know, President Biden really has been singularly focused on reducing costs for American families, especially energy costs, especially both transportation as well as at home.
Now, to take a little bit north to the WEF's vice leader, she's the real prime minister of Canada, the real leader of Canada. Here is Chrystia Freeland giving a speech saying that the middle class has too much money and that we need to redistribute it to the poor people. Now, the average poor person generally doesn't have good economics education, but let me explain this. Most middle class people don't either, but the elites do. Less than 0.1% has over 70% of the wealth of the world. It's not the 1%. If you make $250,000 a year, even less, the number's like 230, you are considered the 1%. All of 99.9% of the 1% and all those below them have 30% or a little more, depending on the country, of the world's wealth. In 1955, America was 4% of the world's population. We had 56% of the world's wealth, and it was distributed, and we had the biggest middle class history ever seen. A middle class is a ladder up for poor people, and a big middle class is always indicative of the most wealthy, successful countries, and it's a product of Europe and a product of Christianity, a product you don't see anywhere else that was then finally exported to the world, that is a countervailing wind to globalism and neo-feudalism and making you poor to control you. You'll own nothing, you'll have nothing, you'll like it. But here she is telling a group of people that, oh, if we get rid of the middle class, people making $70,000 a year, they estimate what they call it, up to about $240,000 a year. If we get rid of them and distribute it to poor people, they'll suddenly have wealth. No, it's the middle class that generates the entrepreneurship and the companies and the small companies, the jobs. And every metric and every historical research paper shows that. You don't need to be Milton Friedman to know it. It's a fact. So when you attack the pipelines and attack the industry and attack the energy and attack the family and attack the middle class, and then you don't target the middle class with the giant tax rates. I mean, they did that too. You target the poorest working people and the blue-collar folks making $40,000 or less a year. You target them with IRS attack dogs, even though they're a fraction of the tax base. I mean, that's a perfect policy to bankrupt people and make people give up and destroy their lives. Just horrible. But it's the same global group trying to give you poison shots and kill your ass. I mean, they really don't like us. They really don't like you. They don't like prosperity. They're horrible people. So here is Christina Freeland selling the total collapse to Canadians, and they sell the same thing in universities all over the world. Get rid of the middle class. That's prosperity. Don't raise everybody to a higher standard. Lower everyone to a lower standard with a tiny one-tenth of 1% ruling you. Here it is.
And this is what he said when I talked to him about what's going on in the American middle class. We demand a higher paycheck than the rest of the world. So if you're going to demand 10 times the paycheck, you need to deliver 10 times the value. It sounds harsh, but maybe people in the middle class need to decide to take a pay cut. Again, not untrue if you're looking at the dynamics of the global economy, but politically and socially, a very difficult thing.
But Bill Gates and Jeff Bezos and the rest of them, they're not going to take pay cuts. In fact, they're the most hardcore on record to their employees and screwing their employees. So no. They're not going to stop flying on planes. They're not going to stop having children. You are. And notice she's not just talking about middle class versus working class in America or Canada. She's saying, oh, since people are poor in Africa, you need to be poor. Oh, yeah, if we get real poor and don't buy products from Africa, that'll help them. No, as we get richer, they get richer in a free market system. Everybody knows that. John F. Kennedy knew that. A rising tide raises all ships. She says, no, a lowering tide raises them. That's 1984 level lies.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Welcome back to Yellow Sound Show. Dr. Michael Yeadon, the former head of the science division, the vaccine division of Pfizer, vice president, is going to be joining us for the first time coming up next hour. Then in studio, Dr. Peter McCullough. And I know listeners know it's a poison. You know it's an attack. You know they suppress the therapeutics. You know all that. But now we're talking about prosecuting these people and the criminal investigations happening around the world and the vindication as Elon Musk and everybody else comes out and says, it made me sick, it made my family sick, it's killing all these people. Now we're really supposed to push the truth and all the latest information because the globalists are betting on manufactured plagues as a pretext to bring in this total control. So a big second and third hour and fourth hour coming up today, and I'll also intersperse a lot of breaking news and information. Okay, about a week ago, I saw the bill, I saw the article on InfoWars, and I thought, this has got to be fake. Even though I knew it was coming, it's just still unbelievable. And sure enough, I went to the bill itself, and it said it. Any criticism of a person that has dark skin on any issue is a serious federal crime under this legislation. You're like, well, that'll never pass. They're crazy. No, look at the EU deputy head saying soon we'll ban speech in America and laughing, and the Americans with them laughing on the stage, like supervillains in a Dr. Evil movie. Or I guess Dr. Evil in a Austin Powers movie, Michael Myers movie. It's just insane. Anybody can go read the bill, but what about actually seeing the people from Congress on TV promoting this? And that's what they're saying. Oh, $5 million to all the black people. You're never going to get that $5 million. It's like Biden said, oh, vote me in. He still had to steal it, but he got some votes out of it. I'll give you free education, all your student debts will be forgiven. And then he took it back. They're not going to give $5 million to black people apiece. Oh, I'm sure if you get sterilized and go to universal basic income, they'll say, well, under the universal basic income, you're 25 years old. You'll live to 75 on average. That's $5 million. That's what they're actually proposing. But it's another form of welfare, not enough to even live. And then you've got to do everything they tell you to do. And you're like, oh, but it's my free money. I'm going to put these chains on. So video, Dem Rep lauds bill to make it criminal for white people to criticize non-white people. And they're introducing crap like this in Europe, too. Democrat Representative Sheila Jackson Lee said Monday that Tucker Carlson could be the first to be prosecuted under legislation she has introduced that would see any white person talking about replacement theory be criminalized. And what did the ADL say about me 2 years ago at their award ceremony? They said, we want Alex Jones and Mark Zuckerberg arrested for their speech. If Mark Zuckerberg doesn't do what we say, we want him arrested. We want him put in prison. And we want anybody that talks about replacement migration theory, even though it's a UN policy, should be arrested. And that's just where it begins. But the bill says anything. So let's go ahead and roll a segment of that clip.
And joining me now is Congresswoman Sheila Jackson Lee of Texas. And Congresswoman, I want to zero in on exactly that point. Because people, let me read from the law a little bit. It talks about being able to prosecute a person who engages in a conspiracy to engage in white supremacy-inspired hate crimes. They shall be, this conspiracy shall be determined to exist between two or more persons, at least one of whom published material advancing white supremacist ideology, antagonism based on replacement theory, or hate speech that vilifies or otherwise directed against a non-white person or group. And they're saying that a reasonable person would be able to determine whether that speech motivated actions by a person who commits a violent crime. I think that is why Tucker Carlson is upset about the law, because he is one of the people who promotes white supremacist ideology. Does this bill allow potential prosecution of people like Tucker Carlson?
Jay, first of all, thank you so very much for having me. The bill has nothing to do with speech. You know, I was thinking about the Pledge of Allegiance, and it said justice and equality for all. And I would offer to say that everyone deserves justice and equality. It seems that the right-wing extremists, the violent extremists, don't want that to happen. This does not criminalize speech. It is a crime bill. It is a criminal law bill, which means that intent would have to be proved, that what generated out of that speech or your intent was to provoke someone to violence, and that a violent act did occur. Mr. Carlson or anyone else chooses to speak in ugly terms, his speech is protected. It also is not a guarantee that white supremacy is promoted only by people who happen to be Caucasian. It is a philosophy. It is a philosophy and the point of view that Director Ray has spoken about now for almost 3 years, that white supremacy is the largest part of domestic terrorism. And domestic terrorism is larger than our fears of years back of Al-Qaeda. So I only wanted to make sure that we had a bill that addressed that.
Okay, so translated, yes, it goes after your speech. They just showed the bill on screen. So the host gets it right and loves its anti-free speech. Oh, if I say something and then some person does something and they say it's because I influenced them, I go to jail. That's all protected speech. And you notice they've branded all of this in the last few years with the FBI, that the number one threat's white supremacy, even though it's not true. They've branded that everywhere as questioning open borders or shots or forced injections, any of it. They're now calling white supremacism. That's a huge shift they're engaged in. So she's trying to sneak this legislation through. But let's look at this real quick. You're not going to hear much about the 10 people and 16 injured at the Asian nightclub in Los Angeles. You know why? Overhead shot, please. Because it turns out it was an old Asian man went in and shot the people. And it was another individual ended up disarming him. So you're not going to hear about that because it's not going to be listed as a hate crime. Well, all these crimes are hateful. And it doesn't matter if Asians shoot Asians or whites shoot whites or blacks shoot blacks or whites shoot blacks or blacks shoot whites. It's all the same damn thing. If you kill some innocent person, you get in trouble for it, you go to prison for it. But all over the country, these George Soros operatives that they put in as the county attorneys and district attorneys and state attorney generals are not prosecuting black-on-white crime and things like that. And it's simply crazy. All of this crime, when it's cut and dry, should be prosecuted. But here's the photo of the white supremacist. Here's the image for TV viewers of the white supremacist, a 61-year-old Asian man wearing a ski hat, a winter hat. Clown world, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, but don't worry. She says it's not just white people who are going to be charged with the hate speech or the hate crime for their speech. Calls grow to ban rapper Ye from Australia over hate speech. His wife's from there, his new wife. He's trying to go there and visit his family, his new in-laws, and they're saying no. So they can define hate speech whatever they want. You can say what Ye said about liking Hitler. I mean, I don't agree with it. I get he says love everybody, but I don't agree with that. But he shouldn't be banned for being shocking. He doesn't have a criminal record. He's not a bad person in his actions, physical actions. But that's where they want this to go, is the global social credit score, where what you say and what you do affects where you can travel and your everyday life. All right. I got a very exciting announcement to make here. I'm not going to belabor this because we've got a big guest coming up. But it was one of our top five best-selling products. It was Supply Chain Breakdowns. We've been able to get it for over 2.5 years. We reformulated it and made it even better. Ultimate Bone Broth plus Primal Human Nutrition, the best bone broth out there, hands down. I challenge you to find better. And the regular stuff that's just regular bone broth that's great for your joints and body is on average the same price as this. They have premium brands that sell for 30-40% more. This is the ultimate premium brand. This doesn't just have concentrated chicken bone broth or turmeric root or chaga mushroom or bee pollen or goji berry or alfalfa herb powder, all the incredible things that does. It's got 5 grams of organic soluble acacia fiber to support digestive health, 400 milligrams of sunflower lecithin, organic AC berry antioxidants, added electrolytes to help you recover from exercise, magnesium, potassium, sodium, real organic cocoa bean powder for the flavoring with natural chocolate flavor and a touch of sea salt. This is cutting edge. You need Ultimate Bone Broth, sold out for years, just like Real Red Pill Plus. Finally, a limited run, back in stock, and it keeps us on air. If you got joint pain, you're old, you're young, you're in sports, you're not, you got arthritis, you really need to try this. This thing was a 5-star, thousands of reviews, when we could no longer produce it anymore, and it's finally back, a game changer. Bone Broth Plus, now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. Dr. Michael Yeadon coming up.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.